Hey, welcome back to the Dwelling Richly podcast. This is the kickoff of our focus on Psalm 119, the remaining episodes of this series on how to study the Bible. We are going to just really meditate through Psalm 119. Just a review for those of you who are new joining us recently. This obviously is episode 21 of our series. And so that means you can go back to the first 20 episodes in the series and kind of get a running start. I encourage you to do that if you haven't listened already, because it kind of lays the groundwork of the intention here, what we're doing here. The main idea here is that we are intentional about letting the word of Christ dwell in us richly, and not just using the Bible like a self-help book. And we certainly need help for ourselves, and the God's word does provide that help, but we are going to be more disciplined and more thoughtful and loving toward God's word, to be honest, and not just use it in a bad sense of using something, but we're going to allow God's word to equip us, to train us, to teach us, to redirect us, to convict us, and to help us to move through life well. And there's a lot going on in your life. There's a lot on your mind, from the simple, crazy stuff like just regular life living and bills and health and relationships, to the really difficult interruptions of life, like the loss of a friend. I talked about that in the previous episode. And so God's word has been given to us to bless, encourage, to point us, but really, our focus needs to be on God and what we gain in terms of our understanding of who God is, because that's where the idea of dwelling richly is going to be the best, blossom the most in our life. And so thank you for being here with us. We're going to use the remaining episodes of this series to just use Psalm 119. Let us dwell in the word of God and to equip us to do it well. I encourage you to set aside time, if you haven't already done that, to make God's word a daily part of your life. And even if that's just 1 minute a day, open up God's word and read a portion. And to be careful to avoid getting into a devotional that talks about God's word, but to just be disciplined in actually reading God's word itself. And so maybe Psalm 119 is going to be the beginning of that for you. And moving through Psalm 119 is going to be a way for you to say, all right, for 22 days, I know what I'm going to be reading. And that'll be these 22 episodes as well in this podcast. So thank you once again for being a part of it. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast, YouTube or Spotify or wherever. Just follow and subscribe and share it with a friend. And invite a friend to be a part of being in God's Word together with you as well. All right, so Psalm 119. Just a real quick reminder, this is not a Bible study. I don't approach this podcast from the point of view of really studying the Bible. I hope you do that on your own, but we are going to be talking about how to study the Bible, and we're going to allow these passages to teach us about how to do that. And so I know that's an interesting split, but that's really the focus. The focus here is how to study the Bible, but we're not going to be necessarily breaking this down. There are great sermons about Psalm 119 you can listen to. I have written a Bible study that dives into portions of Psalm 119. You can read that, study that, but that's not the point of this podcast, just to set your expectations if you're new to this podcast. This particular portion is about how we study the Bible, and we're just going to talk about Psalm 119 and use that as a guide to help us to understand how to study the Bible. All right, here we go, Psalm 119. I'm going to go ahead and read from the New International Version, and you can follow along in whatever version of the Bible you're reading from. I recommend English Standard Version, the NET or New English Translation, as along with a couple others, but for today we're going to read NIV. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do no wrong, but follow his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. Beautiful reminder. David wrote this psalm, and I love it how he talks, he opens here and he talks in general about people who are blessed and what they look like. People who are blessed are those whose way are blameless. And how does that happen? They walk according to the law of the Lord. Now, keep in mind that at the time of David writing this psalm, the law of the Lord would have simply been Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. That right there, my friend, should be your encouragement and reminder that if that's all you had to read, that would be enough. If that's the only books of the Bible that you had to learn from, that should be enough. Isn't that incredible? We have the blessing this side of the cross to have all of the full counsel of Scripture. We have the blessing of all of the prophets, all of Psalms organized. We have the blessing of all of the Gospels, all the epistles, and the final revelation of all things in the book of Revelation. David, writing this psalm, had what we call the Torah. In Greek, that's the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. And he's saying, blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. The law of the Lord would have been those five books. Blessed are those who keep his statutes, all the statutes that are listed in the law of the Lord, and who seek him with all their heart. But listen, if you want to get a blessed, happy, joyful, content, at peace, hope-filled life, and I'm sure you do, then that's where you start. And I'll put a plug in for the previous couple of Bible studies. I've written a Bible study through the entire book of Genesis. And then I also wrote a Bible study of the rest of the Torah, which took us from Exodus through Deuteronomy. I strongly encourage, if you want to study the Bible, start there. Use the Bible studies I've written if you want to. Find another Bible study. Or just read it. Read the Bible. Genesis through Deuteronomy. All right. Then he continues and says, they do no wrong but follow his ways. Obviously, he's not saying, you know, they don't sin. They do no wrong. But those who are blessed keep his testimonies, who do no wrong but walk in his ways. In other words, the opposite of walking in his ways would be doing wrong. Don't do that. Walk in his ways. You have laid down. Then he shifts and he talks about God. He goes right to God. I love this. You've laid down your precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Everything that's in his words, his statutes, his law, his precepts, they are to be fully obeyed. And then he turns to himself and says, wow, oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. That is our prayer today. Let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, that you have laid down statutes that are precepts that are to be fully to be obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. That is our morning wake-up call. Oh, Lord, make my way steadfast in obeying your decrees. Guard my steps, Lord, according to your word. And then he says in verse 6, then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. In other words, when I look at your commands, I don't have to have shame, because shame would come because I didn't obey your commands. I wasn't steadfast. I wasn't faithful. I won't have to have shame. I can look back on my day and say, wow, I thank you, God. Thank you for helping me obey your commands. In verse 7, I will praise you. And then he turns back to himself, what he's going to do with his day. And this is what every day of our life should be like. I will praise you with an upright heart. I don't have to have shame. My heart is upright. As I learn your righteous laws, or when I learn your righteous rules, when I'm learning, I can praise with an upright heart. And he closes with this promise. I will obey. I will keep your statutes or your decrees. And then this plea to God, don't utterly forsake me. Don't let me go on my own. I can't do this without you, he says. And that's the cry of your heart today as well. Read back through Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8, the Aleph, the beginning of this whole chapter, this longest chapter, 176 verses long, the longest chapter in the Bible, read back through just this portion and pray with the heart of David in this joyful, humble, submissive heart that just says, there's nothing I can do on my own that's right unless I'm following your way. Commit that to him. And as we continue on in this series, going through Psalm 119, I pray for you, and I hope you'll pray for me as well, that we would be in God's word, that it would dwell in us richly, and that Psalm 119 can be such an encouragement to us to do that as well. And then also one final encouragement, I want to challenge you. I want you to write Psalm 119. Wouldn't that be amazing if at the end of this series, you would have had all of Psalm 119 written verse by verse? Choose a translation of the Bible that blesses you, that encourages you, that you can read easily, whichever translation that is. Make sure it's a translation and not a paraphrase. And then write it word for word, just a little bit every day. I started writing Psalm 119 back in April, and I had to pause, and I'm going to get back to it. And so next time you hear from me in this podcast, I pray I will have had a couple more sections of Psalm 119 handwritten out in my notes as well. All right. Thanks again for being here with me in this podcast time. I love our time together. I love reading your comments. Thank you for sharing them. A great place to leave comments is over on my website where I host this podcast, jennifergrichmond.com. Find this particular episode of the series and leave a comment. Tell me what you think and share it with a friend as well. Know, as always, that you are loved. You are prayed for. It's especially easier for me to help to pray for you by name if you leave a comment. And so thank you for doing that in advance. And look forward to being back here again with you next time. God bless.